It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, a strong win here tonight. This is a game that was close throughout the first half, and then about 6-7 minutes into the second half, what changed to allow you guys to build a cushion?
We shot the lights out.
That's a good answer.
I don't know if anyone got that. Chris Clooney just told me we shot the lights out.
There wasn't too much response on that, but yeah, literally, yeah. The lights went out.
I think it was like a 6-point lead when we actually when the lights went out, and 20 assists and 10 turnovers. We saw the last 2 days. Duka Kovacevic was sensational in practice. On Sunday, after getting back from Wilmington, we took it very light on the starting group, and we allowed the second group to get most of the repetitions. Duka played his best basketball in a Davidson practice uniform on the floor here on Sunday. He repeated it Monday, and I thought he repeated it tonight, and that was the best game he's played for us. And if he can give us what he gave us tonight, we're going to be very, very pleased because he did everything. He shot, obviously made those two threes, which we know he can do, but he defended very well. He was in the right place every time.
Dusan, 2 points off his career high with those 10 points here tonight, but overall, balanced scoring. He was one of 5 Wildcats in double figures.
Well, the game plan was pretty clear. We were going into Luka as much as we could. And you saw a crisp pass from him in the post to John for a three. Then you saw Luke Frampton make a sensational pass when they really crowded on the entry, and he skipped it over the top to Kellen, and he made a three. We're a good passing team. We're very good throwing it inside out, and it was evident tonight.
Winthrop, a team that came in averaging 17 turnovers a game. They had 16 here tonight. You guys made those hurt for the most part. You look at the points off turnovers, they ended up at 31-12 in favor of the Wildcats.
Well, this Winthrop team is a very difficult team to guard. Pat has got them in the attack mode. They're aggressive. They're fearless. Nick Smith was just impossible to handle him. We just didn't know how to keep him in front. And Kyle Zuna came off the bench and played very well for him. This is going to be a team that can win the Big South. There's no doubt in my mind.
Kellen Grady, we saw him go up for a dunk, came down awkwardly on the knee. But then later in the second half, I saw a smile from you when he took it hard to the basket. How is he feeling?
You know, we've talked a lot about crossing the grain and going where the vacancy is with the dribble. And twice earlier in the second half, he had opportunities to take it across the grain and go to the empty side, but he brought it back to the crowded side, the loaded side. Well, what made me smile was he took it to the empty side and wound up making a great play for us. And when he gets an open side, he's pretty darn talented getting to the rim.
So, Coach, this win tonight gets you to 8-1 on the year.
What a great semester.
You've been more and more pleased with each game, right?
What a great semester this has been for our guys. That was the message I delivered to them. I said, now we've got exams. Let's finish this semester. You know, we've got to finish. That's one of our 7 keys, finishing what we start. Well, we've done a terrific job on a basketball court. Now we got to finish it with exams, and then we get a great opportunity in front of us on the 15th in Atlantic City against Temple.
So in that 11-day period, what the keys that you'll look to maybe refine? How will you approach that break?
Well, we got to maintain our stamina, without doubt. We got to get ourselves fully recovered from injuries or from sores and nicks and bruises and strains. But I think we've got to get better with our discipline on defense. I don't think we had the same kind of discipline on defense that we need to have. We had that the other night against Charlotte. We had that the other night against Wilmington. We left our feet. We were in the wrong place a couple of times. We allowed baseline, committing 20 fouls. We just got to be more disciplined about committing fouls.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time, and congratulations on an 8-1 start to this season.
Yeah, very, very pleased with our guys and very pleased with the environment we have here. I think we got a special team, and I hope when the second semester starts, we got fans coming back here, filling this place to the rafters.